After 15 years of denominational service, we decided to do an experiment with God. My wife and I and five children wanted to experience God firsthand. And so we placed ourselves in a position where we could learn. It's like you're going to become a doctor, you go to medical school. We wanted to learn about God and His ability to provide, so we placed ourselves in a position where we had no human support. My family and I moved to the country of Guyana for 1 year to do volunteer work. Five children, two adults, asking God to provide for our needs as we took care of the needs of others. And we found that God provided for our needs. He was faithful to us. The Indians brought us food every day and left it outside of our door. So we learned our lesson that God could provide for us. But then when we gave all we had to be able to buy medicines for them, we gave up everything we had and said, "Lord, we have no more savings left." A lady came and left us much more money than we had spent. And we learned a lesson. The more you give, the more you receive. And our faith grew through that experience. But then we learned our third lesson. When it came time to buy a small mission aircraft to be able to reach out to more villages farther than we could walk to, I felt impressed to come to the United States and look for an airplane. I didn't have any money. I looked for an airplane. I called. I negotiated. I found the airplane I wanted. And the very day that I went to look at it, a lady handed me a check sufficient to pay for the whole entire aircraft. Three lessons. One is, God can provide for our needs. Number two, if we give everything, we receive everything. The Bible says, "Give and it shall be given unto you." Thirdly, it is not necessary to have in order to be able to advance. God told Moses, "Tell the children of Israel to go forward." That was in the face of a Red Sea. But as we move forward, God will provide for our needs.